Word be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, and let it dwell richly within us, Lord, that we may know you. Amen. Amen. Today I was just one of those days you open your Bible to a particular scripture you had underlined, and the Lord began just to speak to you from that. I like those days sometimes, don't you? You just, when you're having a hard time thinking and, you know, getting your thoughts, and just the Lord just like opens it up. So many times that's happened. I've even had a few times where I would go to be with the Lord and a page would be turned in my Bible, you know, like, and I'd open it up and it would be a word for me. And I don't remember doing it. Not saying that I didn't do it. But I think those things can be supernatural at times, you know, right? Why not? Jesus went, this is Mark 6, went out from there and came into his hometown, and his disciple followed him. And when the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is this wisdom given to him? And such miracles as he performed by his hands?" I just started, you know, the process of thinking and about what we just heard a lot lately, and speaking those things that we hear, and Jesus did that. Of course, we know that he only spoke the things he heard the Father say, or he did the things he saw the Father doing. So the wisdom that he was speaking and teaching are things that he heard from the Lord, or heard, you know, when he was a man filled with the Holy Spirit. The wisdom he had well dwelt in the form of the Holy Spirit dwelling within him, right? He would attest to that, you know, several times. None is good but God alone, you know, it's not me. And all throughout the book of John, that truth was just reiterated over and over again. And so, which led me to kind of the meat of what we're saying today. And the book of Corinthians, for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. For it is written, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will set aside." Out of this scripture he was quoting out of Isaiah 29. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world in its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness or the simplicity of the message preached to save those who believe. For indeed, Jews ask for signs and Greeks search for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Gentiles foolishness. And to those who are called, both the Jews and the Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and Christ, the wisdom of God. And I love that. That just has always stuck with me about the foolishness of the message, you know. And we spend so much time, especially in our age, and which I'll read in a minute, because it really set me free in my ministry, that God was not looking for wisdom. You know, he was looking for foolishness. You know, I kind of fit that one pretty good. But, you know, he was looking for weak people. He wasn't looking for strong. And it well pleases God with foolishness, foolish messages sometimes, or like, you know. But anyway, we do live in an age where, and Paul said that, in the end times it will come, you know. Men will gather teachers like that and want their intellects stimulated, in other words, you know. And we tend to gather around people like that, right? But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brethren, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. and the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God. By his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness from God and sanctification and redemption. So that just as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come to you in superiority of speech or wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Have you ever found yourself there? You know the number one fear that people have is public speaking. Do you know that? That's the number one fear. My message and preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but they were in demonstration of the Spirit and power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but it would rest on the power of God. You know, I love what he said in verse 2, and that's where I kind of got not stuck today, but just meditated. I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus and him crucified. Why he didn't say Jesus and him resurrected, right? Why would he say Jesus and him crucified, right? There's a little statement I have written over here. Because in the crucifixion is where Jesus shows his weakness more than any place else, I think. Where he had to totally trust God, right? He trusted God in the hands of these men. He was going to have to trust God to raise him from the dead, right? He totally abandoned everything in total trust to the Lord, right? I totally surrender to you, okay? So I think that's why Paul used that, because Jesus chose, he refused to do anything out of his own strength. And that the cross shows that. You hear me? He used that word because Jesus refused to do anything out of his own strength. Right? He became weak, Scripture says, so that you might become rich. And in 2 Corinthians 13, Paul says, in him we're weak, right? So that we can become strong. So Paul preaching this was this picture of, I preach Christ crucified because I want to display before you the same thing that he displayed, is a man totally dependent on God in total weakness, totally trusting. I'm using that word totally a lot. Totally, right? Totally trusting in the power of God. Because I don't want anything that you're seeing to rest on me or my wisdom or my ability to do anything. And so, evidently, there was a great demonstration of, when he came to the Corinthians, a great demonstration of the presence and the power of God. Because history tells us that Paul wasn't a very good speaker, right? That he could have even had a speech impediment. Did I say that right? He could have stuttered. You're not supposed to say that anymore, right? Like, verbally challenged. We don't want to offend anybody that stutters, so you have to say verbally challenged. He was like that, and his physical appearance was unimpressive, right? He'd been beaten a lot and stuff, but even with that, they said a lot of people believed he could have even been kind of the hunchback, you know, like the guy, hunchback of Notre Dame, Quasimodo, isn't that his name? See, just totally stand. Let me use that word. I'm gonna get in another word, but he's standing up in front of somebody. Can't speak very well, boring probably. And wasn't he speaking when Peter fell out the window that time? Was that Paul speaking? For 2 hours and somebody was, anyway. But anyway, he was there to, even in his very presence, to demonstrate his weakness and the power of God through him. Okay? And I love this part, and if we had more time, we could go. We do not speak the wisdom among those who are mature. Wisdom, however, not of this age. We speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God predestined before the ages of glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age had understood. If they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, saying, this is the very wisdom of God. Just as it is written, it's an encouraging word for all of us. Things which the eye has not seen and ear has not heard, which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. Okay, we say that all. That's a refrigerator verse, isn't it? We always use that. But in context here, you got to understand what he's talking about is all these things God has for us. Now, we want to get it. Well, how do we get it? By becoming weak. You see? For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit. And the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. Who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of man? Even so, the thoughts of God, no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. And we speak these things, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those things taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts, you've heard that before, with spiritual words. All right? Just think about that in your own life. There are so many things God has prepared for you that you haven't heard or couldn't even imagine. Right? And the Spirit wants to reveal them to us, speak them to us. Okay? And you're thinking, well, yeah, I know that. Cool. Well, how do I get there? Just as you are in your weakness. Right? The weaker you become, right, the better you hear him. I love what this person said too. We hear the Lord better when we stop trying so hard to hear him. Right? We hear the Lord better when we stop trying so hard to hear him. I found that true in my life. When I'm trying to hear the Lord or get a word from the Lord, haven't you found that true? It's just so hard. And when you just like, all right, Lord, I'll stop trying so hard, is when he begins to speak to us the most in your weakness. So we all qualify, y'all, right? You all qualify. The Lord is not looking for the strong, the educated. He's looking for the weak and those who are just dependent on him. All right? Amen? We know that, but Lord, encourage us through that today, because there's some things you will really want to speak to us. And Lord, we think in our weakness disqualifies us. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.